Yeah, I'm sorry the reception was so bad.
No, it's okay. Where are you now? Are you still walking?
No.
No.
Are you walking now?
No, I walked to the bank and I'm just walking. I just am almost home. I'm like a quarter block from home.
Oh, I came home.
You came home? You didn't go for a walk?
No, I did. I went for a walk.
You did.
But, I mean, I walked for about 20 minutes.
Right, minutes, yeah, because I keep forgetting it's not 70 degrees there.
No, it's really warm, though. But I just figured it probably wasn't a good idea to tire myself out, considering I was so ugly sick yesterday.
You're sick and everything. Yeah, that makes sense.
I have my final run to the storage unit to do.
Oh, so you saw stuff over there.
Strength for that.
Yeah, that's probably wise, dude.
Mm-hmm. How's Lizzie?
She's good. I guess she gave me the update on selling the house.
Mm-hmm.
And basically tons of people come to look at it, and all of them, the biggest problem they're having with selling it is that there's the graveyard in the back.
It's so weird.
Which I think is really weird. It's practically like a park, and you don't even notice it once you live there, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just quiet, you know? I think it's better than having somebody else's house backed up against you, you know? Yeah. Lindsay's response was funny. She was like, well, you know, they're all going to end up there someday. It's probably therapeutic in some kind of existential way to have a, you know, view of a graveyard out your back window.
Yeah. They could advertise that next time they repost it. They should say,
this will solve your existential crisis.
Three-bedroom, 2,000 square foot existential crisis therapy.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know if that's going to fly in Skokie, Illinois, though.
I don't think so.
It might work in some other locations, but... Now I'm thirsty. I've determined, I think, that walking to my bank is definitely, faster and less of a pain in the ass than driving there.
Yeah, I would agree. Plus, it's fun.
Huh?
Plus, it's fun.
Plus, it's fun. Plus, it's fun. But, let's see, what was I going to say? Other Lindsay updates. I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, they're trying to figure out where to move when mm-hmm. they have to move out, you know? And they might go live up by Jason's sister.
Mm-hmm.
They're way north of the city, though, so I don't know if it's going to be too far of a commute to her. But basically, Jason's sister Julie is totally willing to watch Connor. Because she's a stay-at-home mom and has three kids already, mm-hmm. you know, including her son Tyler, who's, you know, Connor's cousin,
mm-hmm.
who is he's like 1 month older than Connor or something. They're the same age, you know. So, anyway, she was just thinking that, A, it's dirt cheap to live up there, and B, that, you know, then she'd have free childcare, you know, when she's going to school.
Mm-hmm.
But then she'd be driving really far, you know?
She'd drive really far and she'd be somewhat alienated.
Isolated?
Yeah, isolated. I automatically assumed that isolated means alienated, but really I just meant isolated.
I'm sorry, what?
The word I was looking for was isolated, but I jumped from the isolation to the alienation you feel from the isolation, and I said alienation.
I see. Yeah, no, she was way north, kind of not quite on the Wisconsin border, but up there, you know,
wow.
It's really in the country, kind of, you know, but, and then Lindsay was trying to say, oh yeah, we're thinking we should buy a house, and so I'm with what money, you know? I thought it was funny.
She's funny.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah, sorry, my thing flipped out again. But, anyway, I don't know. I guess Jason gets some kind of, something from the military, that allows... There's some kind of special military thing that will allow him to have, a no down payment buying mm-hmm. of a house, you know?
Mm-hmm. There's special military.
I'm he has no job, and B, he has, when they're telling me his credit number score is, 500 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, there's good loans for military and police and firemen and K-12 public school teachers.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Not private school teachers and not college teachers.
Not college teachers, no. You don't care about college teachers.
No, they don't.
But, anyway, that's the news on her. And I had to explain to her how financial aid works because she didn't really get it.
I see.
My sissy. I miss her.
So what are you doing now?
I'm drinking some water. I'm sitting at my kitchen table.
Yeah, I've been drinking water.
I'm like trying to assess whether my outfit is okay to wear to work.
When do you have to leave?
In about an hour. It's like 10:15 now. My class starts at 12:30, so I should leave by like 11 or 11:15 to get there. There's no traffic in the middle of the day, but it takes like about an hour to get there. And I like to have a couple minutes to chill out when I arrive. Mm-hmm. I hate like running in from the car to go teach, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember what my students are even doing. Like, I get, it's sometimes when you're teaching multiple sections of the same class, it gets a little confusing, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, where are these ones at in the whole scheme of things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, I also talked with one there about, like, what furniture that we could have out of house. Yeah, and we could, like, and she said we could definitely have this, I don't know, this one love seat thing, and then the sofa that matches it that has a pull-out sofa bed in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, it could be, we'll have to measure it all and see, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it could work to have, like, the little love seat thing upstairs on the sofa bed downstairs for guests or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Hello?
Hi.
Are you there?
Yeah, I just had this really weird experience of, like, forgetting that I was actually in the space, and I was imagining the space, and imagining the objects in my imagined space.
And then you realize that you're actually there?
Then I realized I was actually here. It was, like, this really, you know.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Wow, that was really weird. God.
Maybe it's because you're just psychically connected to me, and I was imagining the objects in the space.
I mean, really, yeah, it's like being in two places, but being nowhere.
Dude, I said senioritis.
Are you going to quit today?
I'm going to quit today.
That's good.
I'm going to quit today. Actually, I should probably go to work early. I'm going to go try to quit. I can just quit at the end of the day, though. Oh. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Drop the phone.
No, my cord got snagged on my cabinet knob. I just cut up an apple.
I have a pear in the fridge that would taste good.
I just completely dropped my apple slice on the floor. Okay, so I was looking on our dear friend, RandMcNally.com today. And so I was trying to figure out our route across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So we should, assuming a non trying to drive the cats across the country trip, because I
yeah.
think it would
no,
be
no, we're not doing that.
No. Yeah, I mean, even if I have to just ship them via airplane, like, you know, it'll be fine. Just sedate them and send them for 5 hours. They won't even notice what's going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think our first step should be Las Vegas. Just because it'll be fun.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, did you say you have a friend in Boulder or something? Or a relative?
An aunt? I have three relatives dispersed throughout Colorado.
Uh-huh.
But they're all the same, like an aunt, an uncle, and their two children.
Got it. I think, I guess they moved out from there. Like, it would have been fun to stop by Kathleen's, one of Kathleen's many sisters has, like, who has six children, was living in Boulder for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
But they just moved back to Illinois. So, they're not there anymore. Well, that would have been entertaining. See the 10 million children.
Or terrifying.
Oh, terrifying for you, fun for me. Anyway, like, looking at what is the most efficient route to New York via Chicago, like, Vegas and Boulder are definitely on the way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there are many routes that we can take, you know?
We're planning on getting to Chicago, right? And then I fly from Chicago and you get stuff. You do all the transferring and then drive with, like, Jamie or something?
I don't know, dude. I have to talk to those guys and make sure somebody can drive with me because I don't want to drive with a trailer for, like, 13 hours by myself.
No.
You
know? No. I just am wondering. Let me rephrase that. Are we planning on, in 8 days, driving all the way to New York or are we planning on driving to Chicago?
I don't know, we should talk about that. I mean, I think we could, in 8 days, we could pretty easily get across the whole country if we wanted to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if we want to be really inefficient and just, like, kind of drive around the country, see all kinds of weird stuff, and, like, have more of, like, a proper road trip, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, where we're just going about and seeing things we want to see and not worrying about it being, like, fast. You know, but then I'll have to see if, you know, try to recruit Jamie and see if she can drive with me.
I just don't know whether we can get there, unload all your stuff, reload everything into a U-Haul trailer and, you know, because that's going to take a day, you know, and then keep driving and make it.
Right.
I just think that
might be too stressful, you know?
Yeah, I think it is. I don't think that 8 days is going to do that. So.
I mean, we can really easily drive to Chicago in 4 days, but that's if we're just driving, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's like on the driving in average of like 8 to 10 hours a day kind of
but
trip,
can I remind
you,
that one of the things we said is we weren't going to do that if we were going to do it again.
Right, we're not going to do that. So. So yeah, I'll recruit Jamie. I'll just have to buy her. I mean, I need to call her. Talk to her about it. Pretty much, I'll have to work around her work schedule and buy her a plane to get back from New York, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or how are you going to, drive, wait, hold on, let me come back one step. Which car are you driving to New York? You're driving your car all the way.
Right.
Somehow I missed that one.
Oh, you said I was leaving my car there?
Yeah, I guess we hadn't really figured. I guess I haven't heard the final word on that either.
Right. I mean, that's another option too. I have to talk to my dad about it. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, another option. Either Jamie comes and you buy her a ticket back, or I could buy a round-trip ticket from Chicago to New York, fly to New York on that Tuesday, come back on Friday.
and then we drive the rest of the way.
And then we drive, you know.
And I could just spend a few days hanging out with my family or whatever.
Yeah.
That could work, too. That is another idea.
What?
I can't believe we're doing this again.
I know.
But no Texas.
No Texas, please.
No Texas. No Oklahoma.
No.
Why did we go that way? Because we wanted to go through St. Louis or something?
Yeah. We were going to go through St. Louis, and it was arguably faster, and there was less mountains. We were worried about the mountains.
Oh, yeah. That's right. This time, fuck it, we're going through the mountains, and we're going to go the northern way.
We're going through the mountains, and we're going to go slow. Chill out. I'm gonna get going while I have my energy.
Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna go run up to the storage unit and get the last round of things from the storage unit.
Okay, dude.
And you're probably getting towards having to leave if you're gonna go down there and quit. So.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, dude.
Well, I like you. Good luck quitting.
Thanks. I'm sure I'll be. What can they say? I'm just quitting, so.
Okay, dude.
Okay, dude. All right. Yeah.